This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 287 for Tuesday, March 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Tuesday morning, underpinned by the ongoing need to ration tight old crop supplies. Canola up 1 to 650. The May contract up $6.10 at $745.50 per ton. New crop November up 6.50 at 6.02.50. European rapeseed futures hit contract highs overnight, and that lent spillover support to the Canadian oilseed as well. However, Malaysian palm oil was softer, and the Chicago soy complex had been weaker overnight, but is higher now, and that's providing support. The Canadian dollar, though, it's a bit firmer today at 79.1 U.S. cents. That's putting a bit of pressure on values. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all mostly higher, recovering from overnight losses. Soybeans up 14 cents now in the May contract at $14.06 per bushel. Speculative long liquidation and seasonal harvest pressure out of South America had weighed on beans overnight, but the market turned higher during the North American session. While Brazil is expected to have a large crop this year, rains in the country continue to cause harvest delays. Export shipments are backed up, and that's forcing end users to keep buying U.S. beans. Corn, it also bounced around unchanged overnight, but decidedly higher now, up 5 cents in the May contract at $5.43 per bushel. The USDA reported a private export sale of 175,000 tons of corn to Japan this morning for delivery in the upcoming crop year. That good export demand remained a supportive influence. Wheat futures, they are up across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat, 9 cents higher in the May contract at $6.42 per bushel. Kansas City up 11 cents in May at $6.34 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 14 cents in the May contract at $6.64 per bushel. Declining condition ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crop accounted for some of today's strength, with the Kansas crop now rated at only 37% good to excellent. That's down 3 points on the week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.